The chairman of Integrity Group Barbados, Andy Armstrong, is among those lamenting that it took the United States to prosecute former government minister Donville Innes with no charge brought here for breaching this country's existing Corruption Act. And he says it strengthens the case for the passage of new anti-corruption legislation and the establishment of an anti-corruption unit. But what other changes does this group want to see?
We've called for whistleblowing legislation, and I'm happy to see that that's certainly gone through the consultation stage, and we have made input on that, and the Attorney General was very happy to take on board our comments, and we look forward to those being incorporated. There's the integrity in public life, and then there's the anti-corruption. So two pieces of legislation, but with similar but slightly different. So we made comments on those. There is also, we would really like to see a freedom of information or an open data legislation. Open data is what they have in St. Lucia, where you don't go and you don't have to ask the government for the information. In fact, the government has a website where they publish anything that's relevant in terms of contracts awarded, who they were awarded to, the sums and so on. So you empower ordinary citizens, and they can go and log onto that website and dig around, and they can often be the ones to find evidence of things that need to be investigated. Where in terms of freedom of information, you kind of have to know a bit about what's going on, and then you have to request it, and then you have to hope that the ministry will provide that information. And the last thing we've been calling for is some sort of, well, ideally, we would have liked to see a contractor general, but we're aware there is a public procurement bill somewhere, I believe, in the off. Well, it's certainly been discussed, and I know that envisages something similar to a contractor general, not quite as much power, but a lot of the responsibilities of the contractor general. But that is certainly something we feel is very important, because as we've seen in this case, we're the corruption can happen is when government is awarding contracts.
Asked how satisfied his group is with the pace at which Barbados is moving in the fight against corruption, the chairman of Integrity Group Barbados said this.
We're frustrated. Certainly this current administration, one of their main platforms was stamping out corruption, and if not perhaps the main one. And so we know that they understand it's a big problem, and we understand there is some commitment towards getting there. And we certainly, let me say, they have made some progress, but we do feel that it is not getting the priority it should. And we really would like to see more of this legislation. And as I said, the anti-corruption unit in place and functioning before the next general election.
How would you respond to any suggestion that Integrity Group Barbados itself seems to be less strident now than it was prior to the elections?
Well, we are a small group. So a lot of it is dependent on the persons within the group having the time to, I guess, get out there and talk about issues. But we have done a lot of lobbying with the Attorney General and behind the scenes, which has its pluses and minuses, because we recognize we need to work with the government to achieve a lot of these things. But I would agree with you, from time to time, we do need to get out there a bit more in public. But remember, it was December last year, we had that on World Anti-Corruption Day. We did that joint seminar with the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados, and we had over 300 persons tuned in for that. So we accept that we should do more, but we're an open grouping, and anyone who is minded to come and join and wants to see better governance and stamping out of corruption in Barbados, we would welcome you with open arms.
Chairman of Integrity Group Barbados, Andy Armstrong. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.